During the last week of his life on earth, the Lord Jesus went up to the temple every day to teach the people. In front of the crowds that gathered to hear him, he silenced the Jewish leaders as they tried to trap him with their insidious questions, while the people listened to him with great pleasure. Having confounded his enemies, Jesus then warned his listeners of the bad example set by the Jewish authorities. With stern words, he condemned the pride, hypocrisy, and murderous intentions of the leaders of the people. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you blind hypocrites," he said. "You love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted by men who call you rabbi, master. Everything you do is done for men to see. You shut the kingdom of heaven in men's faces, and you make every one of your converts as much a son of hell as you are. You are indeed the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. You are like whitewashed tombs, beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of bones and corruption. You brood of vipers, how will you escape eternal condemnation, you who shed the blood of the righteous? I tell you, all this will come upon the present generation." Then, deeply moved, Jesus pronounced a lament full of grief and love over the holy city and its inhabitants. "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem," he cried, "you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Now your house is left desolate, for I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Then Jesus sat down near the temple treasury and watched the people as they dropped in their money. Many rich people threw in large amounts. Then a poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you, this poor widow has put more in the offering box than all the others, for they put in what they had to spare of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to Jerusalem to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, one of the 12, with a request. "We would like to see Jesus," they said. Philip went to tell Andrew, and together they went and told Jesus. It was then that the Lord pronounced his last public speech. "The hour has come," he said, "for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you, unless a grain of wheat is dropped into the ground and dies, it remains no more than a single grain. But if it dies, it produces many grains." Jesus was speaking figuratively of his coming death, without which there could be no salvation for mankind. The principle of the grain of wheat being sown in the ground and dying so as to produce more seed applies to the kingdom of God. Just as grain, when sown, produces a plentiful harvest, so also the Son of God, by his death, would raise up a multitude of spiritual children for his heavenly Father. Those who are born of God through faith in Christ go through a form of death, but for them death means dying to their fallen and corrupt nature, to their old way of life, so as to live for God. Jesus was speaking of this death to self, to the old way of life, when he added, "Whoever loves his own life will lose it, but whoever gives up his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor him who serves me." Just then Jesus felt deeply moved. "Now my heart is troubled," he said, "and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father," he prayed, "glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven and said, "I have glorified it, and will glorify it again." The crowd heard the voice. Some said it was thunder. Others said an angel had spoken to him. But Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. It was the third time in the Gospel accounts that the Father's voice from heaven bore witness to his beloved Son. Next episode, the signs of the end of the age.